Baseball on the South Side. It's opening day. Welcome to the Carmen and Yurko live broadcast, taking you up to pregame. Brought to you by the PointsBet Sportsbook at Club Hawthorne in Crestwood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
All right, the rain has stopped for now. Even the sun's trying to break through the clouds a little bit. Tracy Butler said expect some passing storms and showers from now until about 3 o'clock, but then there should be a window for the opener on the south side. It's Sox and Royals here today. Sox, pretty heavy favorite of about minus 170. Brett Keller got destroyed in his first start of the year for the Royals. Royals have an okay record, and they hit the ball well so far, but they have not pitched particularly well. I know they were second to last in the big leagues in ERA going into yesterday's game. I think they lost to the Indians yesterday, if I'm not mistaken. But they're here on the south side to open it up. The White Sox come home after starting on the road a 3-4 road trip to start the season. Always tough to start on the West Coast, even though the Mariners aren't a particularly strong team. But what is frustrating for me, and I think a lot of White Sox fans, is just how sloppy the Sox played. And when you're committing errors and you're running yourself out of innings, it's just bad. And then the manager, Tony La Russa, yesterday really wore it and said, "You can put this one on me. I did a terrible job of managing in the sixth. I left Matt Foster in there too long. We should have had somebody up and warming." And by the time they did do that and Jose Ruiz came in, it was too little, too late. So a frustrating 3-4 for the Cubs. They're 3-3, but they can't hit right now. And Cub fans are saying it's the same old, same old.
Yeah, same old, same old. But when you're hitting 225, it's a little bit different. I mean, you're losing games 4-2. You're not getting blown out of the park.
Their pitching has been good.
Yeah, you're playing competitive baseball, but you just can't hit. You can't hit. You can't compete. You can't score runs. It's hard to win games with no runs. That's going to be a problem for you, you know, as you move forward. And, you know, you watch them taking third strikes. You watch them with runners in scoring position. They're popping out. You know, that's never a fun thing. You know, for the White Sox, I think it's just about nuts and bolts. You just got to nuts and bolts. You got to tighten the screws a little bit. You got to check everything. Just kind of, you're a little bit wild. You're a little bit out there. Too many things are going on. Let's bring those things in. Let's tighten it. You know, tighten the screws a little bit and start playing some winning and competitive baseball. That's what you're looking to do. With the Cubs, this is a real problem.
And it's been a problem for years.
It's a benefit, though. Yeah. It's a benefit that you find yourself at 3-3, and if this team can somehow find a way to hit decently, and it's not like one guy's going, "Hey, take a look at me. I'm above and beyond everybody else." I mean, if anything, Chris Bryant might be the guy that's doing it the best, but everything else is catastrophically low, and he looks like he's playing great baseball because everybody else is so awful at the plate.
Jock Peterson hit his first had his first hit. It was his first home run, his first hit yesterday. He tied the game. He did it off of Devin Williams, who was the reigning National League Rookie of the Year. So that had to feel good, and he was certainly pumped up. But then Lokan would hit another home run in the 10th, and the Brewers would go on to win 4-2. So the Cubs were just with just three hits. They have the lowest batting average, which we don't get too wrapped up in. We know that. Lowest batting average as a team in the big leagues. More discouraging, I think, for the Cubs and their fans is that they have the third lowest OPS in the big leagues through the first week of the season. And they, for whatever reason right now, have a ridiculously low BABIP. Now, the good thing here could be we know how much that fluctuates, and there should be some sort of, you know, balance that happens. Yeah. It should you know, sort of gain to the mean here
right.
at some point.
Exactly.
Not regress, but gain.
Climb to the mean.
Right, yes. Derek. Exactly. I mean, it's ridiculous. The Cubs right now as a team are at 132. Yeah. That the next worst team in baseball is Atlanta at 216.
Yeah.
So they are a real outlier on the graph right now of how low their BABIP is.
That's what I'm saying. You're lucky you're 3-3 right now.
Kind of amazing.
Right. It's shocking that you find yourself at 3-3.
Lucky they play the Pirates.
So if you're a Cub fan, you're like, okay, our pitching is going to be good. The soft tossers of the north side, we're going to be good. But if this hitting comes around, maybe we can find ourselves to be a halfway decent team this year. And, you know, historically they're not a great hitting team, or they haven't in the last 3 years. And I agree with you. Last year, those 60 games, they were a bad, bad hitting team, yet they still found a way to win 34 games.
And win the division.
Win the division. You still found a way to go ahead and do that. I mean, I don't know what anybody's disgruntled for now. you went down your pant leg come playoff time, which is when everybody's got to come out and perform. So like the White Sox bombing out in the playoffs, the Cubs bombed out in the playoffs.
Yeah, at least
both
teams make the
playoffs.
Won a game.
Now you got an offseason. You make some additions, some subtractions, and now you expect to do something this year. It's the first week of the season. I always preach patience. I understand why you White Sox fans are a little bit disgruntled, because you're shooting yourselves in the foot.
Yeah.
You're shooting yourselves in the foot with mistakes that are being made. On the north side, it's just these guys aren't very good right now hitting the ball. And the guy that was good hitting the ball in spring training, all of a sudden has come north, and he's come to Chicago.
Yeah, he was killing
it. And he can't hit for crap now either.
He finally got it. What do you expect out of Arrieta, second start today? I mean, Jake pitched six innings his last time out. He didn't do that much last year.
I expect six innings out of Arrieta. He's going against Pittsburgh again. They'll have a chance to look at some film. But listen, if he's got his control and he's throwing that curve that, you know, and it looks like a strike, then it, you know, dips out, he's going to be tough to hit. He's going to be a tough guy to go ahead and hit. If he gives up a couple runs over six innings, maybe six hits, seven hits, and base on ball with about four strikeouts, that's what I expect out of Jake Arrieta today.
All right. So baseball
and
fans.
And if the fielding collapses behind him, it could be even worse.
Pitch to contact. But you got to admit, the Cubs' pitching has been pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to complain too much. Like you said, you're not. Right. They're not losing games 11-9 right now.
I mean, they haven't.
Or at least you'd feel good about your offense.
What's the team? They haven't played the 27 Yankees either.
No, they've played the Brewers and the Pirates.
Right. You know? I mean, it's not like they're playing the creme de la creme. Yeah. You play the Dodgers.
Yeah.
You know, you might be in a little bit of trouble, but you're only going to see the Dodgers a handful of times this year. So.
Dodgers blew a game yesterday. Kenley Jansen, I think, blew a game in the ninth, and they lost an extra. Oakland finally got a win. Everybody in baseball has a win. Everybody has a loss, if I'm not mistaken.
Was Oakland 0-5?
Oakland was like 0-6, I think, weren't they?
Man,
yeah, something like that. 0-6 or
not good.
0-7 going into yesterday. 312-332-3776. That's the number. And White Sox fans, especially, if you want to talk about the first week and, you know, just how you feel about it. And nobody's saying that anything's over, that you got to be abandoning ship. Of course not. But are you frustrated? And I think rightfully so, because that just, it wasn't how I expected them to come out of the gate the way they've played. More than anything, I just don't like how sloppy they've played. And that's the one word that I'll keep going back to, because that's the best way to describe it. It's been sloppy. You know, Len and DJ have discussed it on the broadcast. I mean, it's pretty evident and pretty clear right now that, you know, you got to clean some things up. Is that doable? Of course it is. But start playing like big leaguers. They're big boys. They can handle it. And when you run yourself out of innings and when you commit errors and all those other little things that can come back to bite you when you give teams extra outs, even if there's not an E on the score sheet, Yurko, there are sometimes plays that aren't being made where you're giving teams extra outs, extra bets. Don't do it. It's going to cost you games if they come home at 3-4.
I wonder how concerned White Sox fans are. 312-332-3776. Injuries. You guys got a lot of hammies.
TA's on there.
You got a lot of hammies going on. You got a lot of outfielders.
Engel, TA.
Is Hamilton not available right now?
Hamilton left the game yesterday.
So you got a lot of
I think it was a hammy for Hamilton, wasn't it?
Yeah.
A hammy for Hamilton.
It was, yes.
It's all hamstrings, Mellor. What's going on?
What's happening here?
Soft tissue? What do they call that? That's not soft tissue.
Yeah, no, that's soft tissue.
Yeah, hamstring muscle.
Soft tissue injuries?
And if it's higher up in the hamstring, it's more of a concern. The belly of the muscle, not as much of a concern when it's high up.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, what do we always say? You know, it's a war of attrition.
Yeah,
right?
it is a war of attrition.
How much can you withstand?
It's a little early to start popping hamstrings.
I know,
and
that lineup, because of it, you know, you look at that lineup a little bit. I'm not concerned about the Sox lineup. I'm not. I mean,
remember what I said. You can withstand losing your left fielder, Eloy Jimenez. You can withstand losing him. As long as the other guys can find a way to stay healthy. Yeah. But when you start taking one, then Anderson.
And then right.
And then, was it Engel?
Engel started the season on the IL.
Listen, now it all starts to add up. And when you start to add up, now all of a sudden you're shorthanded.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're shorthanded. That's when it becomes a concern. And if I'm a White Sox fan, I'm scratching my head a little bit going, you know, I can look at the base running mistakes, and I can look at my manager, Rip Van Winkle, fall asleep on the bench and then suddenly wake up and realize he needs to get
there's nobody warming?
Up in the bullpen. Yeah.
What do you mean there's nobody warming
so
in the pen?
You've got all those things happening. You're going to be concerned
what
with
year
all
is
that
it?
Stuff. But if your guys start dropping like flies and they're not even available to make mistakes on the field, that's a legitimate concern for the Southside club.
Yeah, and, you know, without Aloy, the one thing that I think is a little bit apparent right now, too, is some of the struggles against right-handed hitting. You know, believe it or not, Aloy's a little bit more – I mean, these are – his splits aren't very dramatic or drastic, I should say. There is not a huge disparity, but Aloy actually hit the ball better against right-handed pitching last year, and he was one of their better guys against right-handed pitching. I know this is a point that Jesse Rogers has continued to make, and Jesse will be here with us at 1, and then he's going over to the ballpark for the home opener, that, you know, they could, without adding some real left-handed thunder in the offseason, now maybe they think that's going to be Zach Collins, but without adding it, and unless Zach steps up into that role, that's one thing that they still kind of lack, and that right-handed pitching is going to hurt them, and you might see that more with Aloy out of the lineup. They're 0-4 against righty starters. They're 3-0 against lefty starters, and we keep driving home that stat to everybody. You go back to the start of last season, the Sox are 17-0 against lefty starters.
And
that's incredible. Right. The next lefty starter, by the way, is Saturday when Mike Minor faces Dylan
Cease. Correct me if I'm wrong there, Swami. But as I look at it, there's a lot more right-handed pitching in this league than there is left-handed pitching.
Absolutely.
Well, you better start
figuring
it out.
You better start hitting it.
You better start hitting the right-handers, kid, because you're going to see them. If I had to guess, you're going to see them 5 out of 7 days.
Yes. And, you know, like I said, Jesse's been on this, and I don't think it's anything that we should be – or it's not anything I'm overly concerned about. Clean up your mistakes. That's my criticism right now. That's it. Am I overly concerned that a Sox starter hasn't gone through 6? No. Most of these guys aren't going to get that opportunity these days anyway, and because they've played some sloppy defense behind their starters anyway, we've seen them not even have the ability to go that deep into the game because the pitch counts have been up. You're still kind of watching guys' arms right now through these first couple of starts. You know, in the first game of the season, if it weren't game one, Lucas Giolito's probably getting through the sixth inning. But at 87 pitches, what's the point on April 2nd, whatever opening day? You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I'm not concerned about that. I'm not concerned about a lack of hitting or timely hitting. I know yesterday they had 8 walks against Justin Dunn, the Mariner starter. 8. And they only had 1 hit and only scored 3 runs. They walked, I think, 12 times or 10 times yesterday, and you only score and you get doubled up. That doesn't look good. But I'm not overly concerned about those things. And I don't think it'll be this arduous struggle against right-handed pitching all season.
Well, let's hope not. And obviously last year they proved they could hit right-handed
hitting. Yeah, they hit last year.
So, yeah, early. It's hard to go ahead and start drawing conclusions on a season when you're in your first day in.
It is.
If I need a performance out of anybody today on the South Side, I think your pitcher needs to get it done. Lance Lynn.
Lance Lynn.
I think he's the guy that needs to get it down. Everything gets settled down when a starting pitcher goes out there and gives you 7 solid and then turns it over to the bullpen with a little bit of a lead.
All right.
Lance Lynn is the guy, I think, today that comes up with the big performance for the Chicago White Sox.
All right, we got some baseball calls. We'll take those. Plus, our guy Jim Miller from Hawthorne is going to join us. We're live here at the Club Hawthorne OTB in the Points Bet Sportsbook in Crestwood. You know, Jimmy's a big White Sox fan. Jim Miller pitched in the Brewers organization. Did you know that?
Tall, lanky fella.
Tall, lanky fellow is right, yeah. He brought his radar gun, too. He wants to... He's going to try to give us a few. He's going to try to give me a few pointers to get up to like 55 miles
an hour.
You
need it.
Good luck.
Legs, Carm. I think the best thing you do is utilize your legs, your lower body, and your pitching.
In Jimmy's prime, he topped out at 93.
You're
Jimmy can
me.
Bring the gas. So we can talk pitching strategy maybe and what he would have done if he were Tony La Russa yesterday.
Yeah.
He's going to come by and join us in just a few minutes, and we'll take some baseball calls. We're having a good time. We got tickets to give away, so if you're coming to watch some of the action today, make sure you register. We got Southside tickets
nice.
For the weekend. We're live here in Crestwood at the OTB and the Points Bet Sportsbook. It's Carmen and Yurko. We'll be right back.
This hour is brought to you by Xfinity. Get the speed, coverage, and control you need with Xfinity XFI.
Live from the Points Bet Sportsbook at Club Hawthorne in Crestwood, this is an ESPN 1000 opening day live broadcast. Carmen and Yurko.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
All right, each and every Thursday at about this time, we play a new game that's a lot of fun called McKnight at the Movies. So go ahead and fire that open, Meller, if you want. Not, no worries.
Night at the Movies. Connor McKnight recreates classic cinema on Carmen and Yurko, only on ESPN Chicago.
Okay, so Connor describes the action. Your job is to figure out which movie he is talking about. First correct caller is going to win the gift card. We play
this in three different segments for you. Let's see how we do, Yerk. You ready? We've been told this is the hardest one yet. Okay, here we go. Meller, fire off clue number one. Go ahead.
Scene opens on one of those open office concept sort of ideas. There's paintings and murals all over the wall. A lot of young hipsters working at computers here. As a sharply dressed executive, far too young for the size of company that he seems to be working at, walks into the room. Cut to a different scene now. They seem to be in some sort of boardroom or something. I'm gathering that either this scene or the other is a flashback of sorts.
Damn. This one is hard.
Yeah. Well, and because I can think about 10 movies that have a boardroom scenario in it, so...
A young executive that looks too young to be commanding the kind of company that he's leading. This is interesting. I got to be honest. For the first time we've been doing this, I do not have a great guess.
Yeah, I'm perplexed.
All right. Let's play clue number two.
Back to the open office spot now, and this sharply dressed executive is being called into a conference room. It is completely encased by glass. I don't know that he knows exactly what he's there for. Now a 2000s pop star takes a drink of his coffee. This young executive is looking over paperwork that he absolutely cannot believe. Disgust and disbelief washing over his face as this now older lawyer explains the scene to him. Silence now as we're looking in on the conference room and at the face of this young executive who seems to have had the wind knocked out of him.
This is hard. This is my guess, and I'm writing it down.
I want to take a look at Carm because I don't even have a guess.
That's my guess.
But this is hard. Yeah, that wouldn't even appear in my brain. What Carm just wrote down wasn't even a thought in my brain right now.
But Meller said this is not like it's a movie that we know. Okay, yeah. This is by far the most challenging one. Yeah. Let's play the third clue, Jeff.
Now he's marching out of the glass conference room. The old man's calling after him. Now he's screaming at someone across the hall. The 2000s pop star is very upset, and now the computer has been smashed onto the desk. These two former friends clearly having it out about something that's been festering for years. This is going to cost the young executive millions. Now we flash back to the boardroom scene, and the details are being laid out. I've got it now. The boardroom scene is current day. The open office is in the past, and the 2000s pop star and Karen Filippelli are both in this movie in supporting roles.
All right, I think I'm wrong. This is the hardest one by far. Merck, do we have a winner?
Carm, we have a winner. Actually, it took only three calls for this.
Damn, last week, you guys are good.
Last week, it took me like 15 or 20 callers to get through. This week, third guy got it.
Are you serious?
Young pop star. Yep. It's got to be Timberlake, right?
I thought last week's was a lot easier, actually, than this. And this one, you got a quicker answer. All right, who's our winner, Merck? Bring him on.
We have Tyler in Oak Park, who's ready to play, Carm.
Tyler in Oak Park. What's that movie, Tyler?
The Social Network.
That was my guess. That's right. That's what I wrote down.
After the second clue.
But I wasn't sure.
Yeah, he had Social Network down, but I was lost.
Tyler, nice job. You win the gift card. After the second clue, I wrote it down and I showed Yurko. That was my best guess, too. But that one was really tough.
Carm, the guess that we were getting was Wolf of Wall Street was the other.
Yeah, that could have been. That could have been a good one at that first clue.
I was going with Boys of Brazil.
I think now, before we play the clip, I do. Part of the reason I thought you guys might struggle with it is because Social Network, even though it's not a brand new movie, it was 2010, and right. I do think it. You probably haven't rewatched it nearly as many times as some of the other ones that we've done so far.
Well, that's a great point, Meller. Like we've done some real classics that we've seen 100 times, and it came much more naturally. I think you hit on an interesting point. I've seen Social Network, I believe, twice, and I think the movie's fantastic. But you're right. I just don't have, I don't have it memorized front to back like a lot of these other movies. But I did ultimately guess it correctly, so far I'm still undefeated.
Yeah, you are.
I'm happy about it. Do you have time? Play the scene, Meller. Go ahead.
So I went to California, and I went straight to the new offices. I didn't know whether to dress for the party or for the business meeting, so I kind of dressed for both. But it didn't matter.
Why not?
Because I wasn't called out there for either one.
What were you called out there for?
An ambush. First I thought he was joking, giving me more contracts to sign. But then I started reading.
Well, as you know, we had some new investors that have come.
What is this?
Mr. Sabre. Mark! Mark!
He's wired in.
Sorry?
He's wired in.
Is he?
Yes.
How about now? You're still wired in?
Call security.
You issued 24 million new shares of stock.
You were told that if new investors came along...
How much were your shares diluted? How much were his?
What was Mr. Zuckerberg's ownership share diluted down to?
It wasn't.
What was Mr. Moskovitz's ownership share diluted down to?
It wasn't.
What was Sean Parker's ownership share diluted down to?
It wasn't.
What was Peter Thiel's ownership share diluted down to?
It wasn't.
And what was your ownership share diluted down to?
0.03%.
You signed the papers.
You set me up. You're going to blame me because you were the business head of the company and you made a bad business deal with your own company. This is going to be like I'm not a part of Facebook.
It won't be like you're not a part of Facebook. You're not a part of Facebook.
My name's on the masthead.
You might want to check again.
It's because I froze the account?
You think we were going to let you parade around in your ridiculous suits pretending you were running this company?
Sorry! My Prada's at the cleaners! Along with my hoodie and my f*** you flip-flops, you pretentious douchebag!
Security's here. You'll be leaving now?
I'm not signing those papers.
We will get the signature.
Tell me this isn't about me getting into the Phoenix. You did it. I knew you did it. You planted that story about the chicken.
I didn't plant the story about the chicken. What's he talking about?
You had me accused of animal cruelty.
Seriously, what the hell's the chicken?
And I'll bet what you hated the most is that they identified me as a co-founder of Facebook, which I am. You better lawyer up, asshole, because I'm not coming back for 30%. I'm coming back for everything.
Boy, he stuck it in his back, didn't he? Man, oh, man, oh,
who
man.
Who was the pop star?
That's Justin Timberlake.
Yes, you were correct, Yurko. You were on the right track. It was Timberlake.
You were absolutely on the right track, Yurko. You nailed it when you said
that. I got you.
You absolutely nailed it.
I saw Social Network like a half a time.
Yeah.
When I say half a time, I don't know how anybody could stay interested in that movie. It was that
Oh,
awful.
I liked it, really. Yeah. Right. Connor does a nice job with those, man. I tell you, now he's getting so creative. He's doing, like, flashback scenes in present day.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Let's get a Masters update here, and Teddy Greenstein's going to join us just after noon to kind of talk about some of the stuff happening with PointsBet and all the stuff this weekend, and he'll give us his thoughts. You know, Teddy's played the golf course. He won that media event one year, that media draw where he was able to play the golf course.
We've got four guys at minus three, Carmen.
So you might have a fresh update here.
Zalatoris, Kim, Matsuyama, and Bezuidenhout.
Bezuidenhout.
Yes.
Christian Bezuidenhout.
And then you got Webb Simpson is minus two.
We got, let's
so all
see.
Those four are at minus three, and I got Simpson at minus two.
And then you've got the whole second wave that goes off later today with a lot of big names like Bryson DeChambeau. He tees off at about 12:30 our time. JT, Tony Finau. Jordan Spieth, Colin Morikawa, Cam Smith, some
Paul
big
Casey.
Names
Paul
and
Casey
some of the favorites. Paul Casey, I think, is this afternoon.
Oh, Paul Casey's 1-under through 6 right now.
Oh, thanks.
Right.
Sorry, Merck. Thank Paul you. Casey, that's Merkin's guy. You know he's monitoring him 1-under through 6. So there's a little leaderboard update for you at the Masters. And am I taking a break? No.
We're good.
No,
we're 58, good. Good. Carm.
Gotcha. Sorry, Mike. And so I know once the coverage starts, you can be able to watch it here at the PointsBook OTB. The wall of TVs is so great here. And I knew for college basketball they had really good crowds because they had finally been able to open up and accommodate with social distancing and stuff like that, some crowds. They said it was a lot of fun here during the tournament. But that wall of TVs, there's one wall that's got a dozen 75-inch TVs. I mean, it's spectacular. And then the wall behind that has the projection screen with, flanking on each side, 6 75-inch TVs. So the setup is great. I mean, it does look like a Vegas.
It's absolutely fantastic.
It looks like a Vegas sports.
Now that they got a deck outside, they got an awning. We're under the awning
Thank
right
goodness,
now.
Thank goodness, because the rain
sitting
keeps
out
coming.
Here. But they've got an area where you can sit and you relax in between races. You got a wager. It's very nice. I have not been to this one. This OTB in an extended period of time. I usually go to the one on 105th, 115th Street and Dan Ryan, or I shoot out to the one out in Mokina.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't been here in a long time, and coming in and seeing what they've got here now, it's absolutely fantastic. And not only that, guess what you got coming up? You got all the horse races starting to come up.
Yeah.
They're starting on the East Coast, whether they're running at Aqueduct Parks,
yep,
down at Gulfstream, wherever they're running, all the racing action is starting to go. Race one, race two, we're ready to hit it.
Yes, indeed, and you can watch the Derby here. So make your reservations for 3 weeks from this Saturday to watch the Kentucky Derby.
Carmen, what's the soft drink? Is it we get Coke products or what do we got over there?
You know what? I don't know. Okay. I didn't even look. I'm not sure.
I had a cup
the
of coffee.
The beer selection's good. That's what matters, Merck.
Beer selection is exceptional.
Merck's worried about the soft drink selection.
Carmen and I might be enjoying a beer here shortly.
Absolutely, man. Are you kidding me? The beer selection is good. That's what matters more than anything else. And I'll enjoy
if
one
they
of the
carry
South
Fanta,
side.
Merck is not coming.
Yeah, I mean, really, do you have a preference?
I love Fanta. I love Fanta.
Would you have a preference?
I'm a Coke guy, yeah.
Coke over Pepsi? Yeah. I kind of like Coke over Pepsi a little bit, too. But, I mean, how much difference is there really at the end of the day? It's kind of all the same. Now, root beers. We could get into a really interesting conversation.
IBC.
About IBC was a classic.
IBC.
You know, now you're talking. I mean, Barks, remember the one with bite? Wasn't that the saying? Barks has bite?
I think that's what it was, yes.
Love some Barks.
Yes.
Yeah. I bet you Merkin could spend.
I had me a Dr. Pepper the other day.
Merk, you should do a podcast on that.
17 flavors, Yerk.
Yeah.
Are there really 17 different flavors in Dr. Pepper?
There might be now. There's a bunch, yeah. You know those that machine they have where you can get, like, you click on the Coke and there's, like, 15 Cokes. Yeah, I love that.
If you go into a Five Guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they got that Coke machine there, and you can get vanilla, you can get cherry, you can get whatever you want. Yeah, I know what you're talking
about. They got it at the theaters. By the way, I haven't been to a movie in the theater since...
I've been twice.
I know, you've been twice. Yeah. I have not been. I think I'm going to go for...
King Kong Godzilla,
because my son's been asking. Like, I guess some of his friends were talking about it.
Right,
he keeps saying, we got to go see it. Well, Dad, everybody's saying it's... I don't know what they say. They have terms that I don't even know. I'm like, what? OP, whatever that means. What does OP mean? I don't even know.
How am I? Ocean Pacific?
I have no idea.
I mean, that's what OP
He's
used
like,
to be.
Dad, it's OP. We got to go see it. Everybody's
on point.
I don't know.
OP
maybe.
Is on point.
And I go,
it's
okay.
It's OP, Dad.
Yeah, all my friends are saying, everybody in class is saying King Kong Godzilla is like, they're saying it's the greatest movie of all time. And I'm like, well, I don't know that it's the greatest movie of all time.
I'm the only one that hasn't seen it, Dad.
I know, but okay, we can go. Maybe we'll go this weekend.
Put your mask on, Dad.
And we'll
Let's go.
And we'll see King Kong versus Godzilla. Has anybody seen it yet?
Let me save you 2 hours, Carm. You just pull up the video of the lizard in the convenience store, and you say, check out Godzilla. This is Godzilla in Thailand. Now we don't need to go.
That video is something else.
Is that a kimono dragon?
I don't know.
It's a cousin to the kimono dragon, I believe.
Oh. It's a relative of the kimono dragon.
I tell you, that thing is that's intimidating, man.
Well, I don't know if anybody's seen the movie yet, if it's worth it, if it's good, if it's not. I don't know. But I've heard in the IMAX it's not too bad, so... I think I will get out maybe this weekend and go finally see a movie, which I have not done in the theater in a year. And that's crazy because I go to the movies a lot, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing I've missed more than anything.
You know what we did for my kids that I didn't go, but Beth rented out the movie theater. You can rent it out for a really good price.
For birthday parties and stuff?
Well, it wasn't for a birthday party. Just like five of Brett's friends, five of Dana's friends went. They went to the movie theater and saw Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh, did they like it?
Loved it, yeah.
Really? That wasn't like totally over their heads?
Nope, thought it was
Save
very
Ferris.
Funny. Yeah.
I guess they're about that age. They're 14. Like, they kind of get what ditching school is, you know, maybe. And, Save Ferris.
Abe Froman?
Abe Froman, the sausage king of Chicago. All right, Teddy. Go ahead.
I was saying when they came back, I had to explain to them what senior ditch day was because they wanted to start ditching earlier than that. I said, no, it's only senior.
Only do it on senior
That's
ditch
right.
day. That's the only day. Well, your mom basically calls you out of school anyway, sir. Are you really ditching? No. When we come back, Teddy G is going to give us a Masters update. We'll talk about some of the latest that's happening here at PointsBet. You got that odds boost until Bryson tees off. You can get even money on the White Sox scoring more runs today against the Royals than Bryson will have birdies in round one. It was -160 for the Sox to score more, but it has been boosted to an even money bet. So if you bet 50, you'll get back 100. You can double your money. So it's a pretty good deal. So check that out on the PointsBet app. Teddy G will talk Masters with us when we come back next in 2 minutes.